Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
United States Senators Tim Kaine, Democrat for Virginia, Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, Kristen Simona, Democrat from Arizona, and Suzanne Collins, Republican from Maine, recently reintroduced the Reproductive Freedom for All Act, which would codify the essential holdings of Roe v. Wade and related cases protecting women's rights to access abortion and contraception. This would undo the damage of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade almost 50 years, and would enshrine in federal law the fundamental right to reproductive freedom. The 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade would have been January 22, 2023. Congress must restore women's rights to make personal health care decisions, said Senator Kaine. In the wake of the Dobbs decision, we have seen just how necessary Roe v. Wade was, which is why I've worked with my colleagues to find common ground on the bipartisan compromise that would restore Roe's protections. The Reproductive Freedom for All Act is much needed legislation to protect a woman's freedom to choose. Following the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs, we've seen significant erosion of women's reproductive rights in numerous states across the country, changes that have taken away the rights and regressed access to women's health care by decades. Now it's up to Congress to help restore and protect women's reproductive rights. I'm proud to reintroduce bipartisan legislation with my colleagues to continue the access to contraception provided in Griswold and to make permanent the protection provided through Roe and Casey, said Senator Lisa Murkowski. Unless we enshrine reproductive health care anonymity into law, we risk a future where generations of women will grow up with fewer rights than their mothers. For the full text of the legislation and more, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance to increase the estimated revenues and appropriations in the Airport Fund fiscal year 2023 budget for utility costs associated with the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center. Since March of 2008, Beacon Occupational Health and Safety Services has operated the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center through a facility management agreement. In February 2022, Beacon notified the Kenai Municipal Airport that they would terminate the agreement effective December 31, 2022. Upon termination of the agreement, all utility costs reverted to the airport. Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank spoke on the change to the rental agreement.
Since 2008, the city had an agreement with Beacon Occupational Health and Safety as a facility management agreement over at the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center. Under that agreement, Beacon was responsible for the majority of utilities of that facility while they had the management agreement. That management agreement ceased in December of this year, and since then the city is now responsible for the majority of the utilities in that building.
As of January 4, 2023, Kenai City Council meeting, the council approved a special use permit allowing Beacon to occupy 1,716 square feet of exclusive use space and 2,250 square feet of common use space on Level 1 of the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center. The monthly fee for use of this is $5,468.16 plus applicable sales tax. The estimated cost of utilities for January through June of fiscal year 2023 is $87,450. Council appropriated $23,831 to utility costs for the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center and fiscal year 2023 budget. There is a balance of $16,757.72 remaining. Eubanks broke down the cost and need for additional funding for building utilities.
Part of those utility costs are going to be offset by rent being paid by Beacon for space inside that building. They no longer have exclusive use of that building. This is providing supplemental funding for the airport's budget to pay those utility costs because they were unbudgeted when we adopted the budget. Those costs are estimated to be almost $71,000 for 6 months. We're expecting about $33,000 in revenue for rent from Beacon in that time, and the rest is going to come in out of airport reserves.
The enacted ordinance 3335-2023 appropriated funds for the airport's special revenue fund to satisfy the unexpected utility obligation for the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center operational budget. For more details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The IRS is confirming Alaskans won't have to pay taxes on a special payment included in last year's permanent fund dividend check. The agency says the Alaska Energy Relief payment is tax-exempt and therefore does not need to be included on this year's tax forms. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.